Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. I was not doing well yesterday. I let my emotions and my lack of sleep get to me yesterday. So I didn't do a Metric Monday, even though I had a topic and I thought it was a good one. But anyway, today, kind of talk about, my voice is all crazy right now. What triggered me yesterday, triggered, and what you should never say in practice, because sooner or later, what you say behind the walls is going to come out of the walls and you're going to lose customers. And we talk about on Tuesdays how to 10X your career, your life, whatever, get a 2-for-1 special on what you do, get twice as much value out of the one thing you do. And today, what I saw yesterday, and I'm not going to say who it was, but I'm going to talk about around it why this is a bad habit, because I don't like getting specifics. Because people focus on the specifics and not the message I'm trying to share sometimes. You have to be careful what you practice, because if you do it in practice, sooner or later, it's going to leak out and it's going to be bad and you're going to lose customers. And that's not what you want to do, because it costs a fortune and it's going to cost you 10X the amount of effort to get a customer back. You listen to Alex Hormozi. He talks about you got to do something 10 times for one. Look at every marketing thing. 10 times to get 1% growth or 10% growth. You got to do 10% of the work. So if you lose a customer, it's going to take you 10 times as much as work to keep the customer as it is to get a new customer. So we'll talk about today here on the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show, where I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. We talk about how to bring value to your customer without working crazy hours to bring that value to customer and have a little fun along the way. And I want to bring this up because it's important that we practice and we live in our hearts what we do and not just give it lip sync, because sooner or later it's going to leak out. So there was a company yesterday. Yesterday was tax day. I actually got my taxes done a day early, tried to submit it, and everything just crapped out. Excuse my French, but died, right? And there's a lot of things I can go into what they did from a requirements perspective, product ownership, all this stuff that I saw that led to believe something that something did not exist. And I think I could do an HR series on this tomorrow for weed people, how to do personnel selecting. I can do a requirements thing. I might do it because it is tax time and maybe it's relevant. I do have stuff I can talk about anytime. This stuff I share should be able to last forever no matter what you do and not just apply to taxes. So the other day, couldn't do it. System crashed. Didn't get a message in the public until 10 o'clock or so the next day, which is the day of tax day. And they said, we got the problem. We got it. Somebody in that company put a message out. Sounds like the classic project manager message. Oh, it only affected a small number of customers, but it's a minor issue. How many small? It had probably a couple 100,000 customers. It wasn't a small one. But I doubt it was just 5, right? I really doubt it. Either that or your code sucks. One of the two. There's no reason why I should have been there. So they went out and said, oh, it's a small issue that only affected a certain amount of customers. Never say that in public, right? And what I think goes on in a company like that, because I've seen it, I've seen project managers, I've seen product owners. Well, it was only a small number of users that got affected. Oh, it was only the CEO's office. Oh, it was only the accountant's office. It was only the HR office. It was only this group that got affected. It was only a small number. Once you start that habit of saying it was only a small number of users got affected, that's going to creep into your verbal output, what you do, and you're going to offend people. And like that company just offend me because I was like, that was this. That was a terrible thing to say because taxes are emotional. Specifically, taxes are emotional because you can go to jail for that, right? If you don't get your taxes, they'll fine you. You lose more money. Then you got to work 10 times as hard to make the money to pay the fine. I'm not going to go there. But what happens when I see these project managers, scrum masters, product owners, tech people? Well, it was only five people. Well, what if that one of those five people brought $1 million worth of business to your company every year and that paid your salaries? That five people were very important to your company. So no matter how big you are, you never say that. Now, what you could say, if you're playing out, it affected this many users. Not that it was a small number of users. You got to state the facts. The facts are the impact was 10,000 users. Okay? That impact has a potential cost of X amount of dollars to the company because all those people, they're liable for any fines and everything because they said something and didn't react to it. And I can tell you in the background, which when we go to requirements and product ownership, you got to watch what you say, how what they said in the process could make them liable for lots of money if people couldn't get stuff done, if they wanted to take that to court, right? You're not going to go to court over $20, but you theoretically could. If I was a multimillionaire, I would take him to court, but I'm not. So by going and saying you're at a meeting with the CEO, you're doing a status brief and you say, well, it really wasn't a lot of users. Don't ever say that. Say it was 10 users. It was 5 users. It was 50 users. Whatever the number, you say the number. You never belittle the number of users by using those adjectives. Because now you just shot them in the foot. You belittled those users. You disrespected those users. So be careful of the language you use in a daily manner. Say how many numbers was, state the facts. Don't put your little angle on it so you don't get in trouble with your boss because you don't want to say the number. It was a small number. No, be honest. Because this will keep you out of jail. Because if you go in the public, like this person did on their social media, for that major corporation and say, it was only a small number of users. Well, how many is a small number of users? Because I got affected. I don't doubt I'm the only one, right? So, and how many copies of this software did, you know, you can go in the whole thing. So be careful what you say. Now, what I would also say, so you talk about how many users got affected, what the potential risk impact is for the company. And then third, what's your plan to fix it? How are you going to communicate? This is PMP, PMP 101. This is the communication documentation on how your communication plan. I got a problem. Who am I going to communicate to? What it's going to be about and all that. So whenever they say PMP is too much, it's like, well, because you suck at communications. And that plan, that document gets that understanding so you know what your plan is. And you can just instantly do it. That's why they do it. Unless you don't read your plan and you just copy paste it and you don't really understand. That's another issue in a project management world. But who do you communicate it to? Hey, this is our plan. We think we'll be up in 2 hours. That's all the customer wants to hear, right? We're doing what we can. We'll manual process. We'll go over the top to get the stuff done that you need to get done. We will walk you through the process. But you never, never say how many users was a small number of users. Never, ever say that. Don't get in the habit of doing that when you do your status reports. Because you're going to pick up that habit and then other, oh, it was only five. You know, it was only this department. It was only that user, right? It was only one. Maybe that user is a $1 million contract every year. Right? You don't know that. And if you belittle any user, that attitude now can permeate how you treat other users. Oh, it's only them. Oh, they don't count. See where I'm getting at? Do not get into that practice. Be careful picking up these bad habits. Be careful of whitewashing or as they do, what is it, a watermelon, green on the outside, red on the inside. Be careful. Because you're going to do that too many times and the facts underneath are going to point out to something else. And now you're going to be liable for that activity. So you got to be careful because when it comes to when you green, but all the data behind it says it's red and you keep saying it's green. it's going to catch up to you sooner or later. I'm just letting you all know, don't ever do that. I mean, you can say, but talk about the risks. This is why I think we're still green. Here's the risk we have to do to ensure that we remain green or get to green to get there. But you don't ignore the facts of the situation. Facts are your friends. Facts can be your enemy if you manipulate the facts and come up with you assume you know the answer to the conclusion, right? So be careful. Be careful on the team. If you're a scrum master or product owner, you know, be careful. It's only them. They're always asking for something. Bad habit to get into. Bad habit. Sooner or later, you're going to slip up and you're going to say it in a public way and you are going to get canned, right? Or you're going to be, your evaluation may not be very good the next year. Or they may say, really? Well, you know what? I'm going to go outsource to another piece. If that's the way you think of me, I'm going to do my darndest. You never want that. To go find another place to go do business, right? So be careful what you practice. Be mindful of your customers. If you really want a 10X and 2-for-1 your stuff, value every customer you have. Give them the credit. Do not belittle them because, oh, it's just them. They always complain. Find out why they're complaining. What is their problem? What issues are coming up with the products and service you're doing that they're crying about, right? Don't ignore it. And I can go a whole nother thing. Why when websites don't allow you to give feedback to their product. It's a whole, we'll do that on another day. Maybe on Thursday or something like that, but we'll see. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you. I'm not going to go tell anybody. If you look at my Twitter feed, you'll figure it out who it was. Because I hated the way they did it and the way they response. It's the first time I ever said what I said on Twitter because I thought I could see a project manager doing that and someone saying, because somebody said, well, they just repeated what somebody wrote in an email. Or they just repeated something somebody put on there. Oh, it was only a small number of users, probably a couple hundred thousand users. I have no doubt that it impacted. There's no way it didn't have that unless your software's just crap. Maybe that's the answer. Our software sucks. Therefore, it only affected so many users because we didn't apply that patch or whatever. It only affected the ones who downloaded from this day on. Okay. So you hit the upgrade button, upgrades it when you do it, and potentially could impact all those users too? Really? I don't think so. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. Be careful what you practice. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you act, because you got to look at how would you want people to say that about you? Would you want someone to say that about you? If you don't, do not say it. Do not act on it. Don't even think it. Don't even admit it out of your being to other people, right? If you would never want to be treated that way, do not treat other people that way. Sooner or later, it's going to get out. You're going to slip. You're going to let it go. And you're going to get in trouble. So anyway, sorry about that. But that's because you're going to have to work 10 times as hard just to get the one customer back. You can't afford to lose those customers. Some of you can, to be honest with you. I'm not saying you should never lose any one customer. But just be careful what you do just because you did something stupid and said something that you've been practicing in a way like our customers don't know what they're doing. It's not, they do know what they're doing. Problem is they don't know how to use your product, or they don't know how to use your product to make their lives better, right? Your job is to help them understand how your product can make their lives better and help them out so they buy more of your product. Anyway, have a great day. I wish I did the Metric Monday thing, but yesterday, like I said, I was trying to get my taxes in and it crudded out on me. And then I redid it again. And then apparently there's other stuff. I go whole way how that product was built. And I did complete the survey and submit it. I have no hesitation to do that. Anyway, I want to wish you all the best. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. Remember, treat others the way you would want to be treated. If you're going to say it's only a small customer, would you want someone to say that about you? Because you're going to complain one day about the product, something messed up. Are you going to want them to say, well, Greg Messer is only a small customer. Who cares? Think about that. All right. Anyway, have a great day. Happy scrumming. Tomorrow as we went. Oh, before I leave, I can't go. Wednesday night, I got to put some stuff up. We have our meetup tomorrow night. We're going to talk about questions with Amit Kumar, and we're going to have a discussion. Everyone who's invited in the Zoom, don't forget, you got to sign up for the Zoom, part of the discussion. And then I also have an interview on Thursday's coming out, and Saturday is our webinar. So it's $27 if you type in the word newsletter in the coupon to do a two-hour webinar with me Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to try to get goal setting, help you focus on what you want to do, and go from there. With that, I wish you the best. Have a great day, and we will see you soon. Bye. See ya.